There are only very few finds of textiles with residues of dyes from antiquity. This is due to the low durability of dyes used at that time. Nevertheless, we can draw conclusions on the significance of the different shades of color through surviving legislative writings and reliefs, and through representations of people in frescoes. The basic color for Roman clothing was white. Shades of red and brown, and above all purple, were also very popular. Purple was already one of the most expensive pigments and was therefore reserved for emperors, senators, and the upper classes. There were a number of ways of creating purple pigments with cheaper materials, which were obtained from a range of different plants and minerals. So it was, for example, that Pliny the Elder gave the common madder Rubica tinctorum its name, as it formed the basis for red pigments. In areas close to Rome, this plant was cultivated as far back as 50 AD. The Rocella tinctoria species of lichen was also used on account of its purple or blue pigment. The Phoenicians also employed a dyeing method which used sea snails in the Mediterranean region. Women liked to wear yellow robes, and these were dyed, for example, using saffron threads.